Hello and welcome to my podcast, Minch on Behaviour. I'm David Minchin and I have a background in leadership training and operational management, but this is something completely different. So let's start with, what do I mean when I say behaviour? Of course, I'm talking about human behaviour, and I would describe it as what we say, how we say it, and our body language. If you don't like the term body language, let's call it non-verbal behaviour. If you don't like that, then please make up one of your own descriptions. So what is a behavioural profile? For years I've been using a behavioural profile with groups on my courses, such as communication skills, leadership development, team working and the rest. In other words, in anything where people interact with others. Recently, I found, after having hundreds of individuals experiencing the profile, that well over 95% of those involved agreed with the outcome. And even more recently, I came across a similar but far better behavioural profile. So why would anyone want a profile of their own behaviour? Basically, we all have a preferred style of behaviour in different settings. So a setting could be work, another could be socialising. And let's face it, we've all known someone who was always very serious and quiet at work. But when they're out on the town, their life and soul of the party are just downright crazy. I suppose if it was the other way around, it could be a problem. So basically, when completing the straightforward questionnaire, the individual needs to have the setting in mind. In other words, if I want the profile to look at how I behave at work, that needs to be in my mind when I'm completing the questionnaire. The scope of the profile is wide, and sometimes couples complete a profile to understand their partners better. Interesting fact is that none of the profiles are wrong. They're just different. So the results tend to show that we fall into one of four main behavioural dimensions. Now, if you've heard that phrase on Doctor Who, it's not the same. So these four dimensions break down as follows. Number one, a person is assertive, decisive, straight-talking, self-confident, etc. Number two, a person is inspiring, talkative, optimistic, emotional, etc. Number three, the person is a team player, pragmatic, supportive, reliable, modest, etc. Number four, a person is careful, analytical, logical, accurate, somewhat reserved. The actual profile obviously has a lot more detail and helps people become more self-aware and improve interactions with others. I would imagine that if I go back to just one of those dimensions I read out and give you the headlines again, most of you will be able to think of someone you know now or from your past who might fit. Let's try it. A person is assertive, decisive, straight-talking, self-confident. Did you think of someone? So remember, the behavioural profile isn't just about understanding ourselves. It's about building better connections with those around us. Thanks for listening, and stay curious and keep learning.